Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This would be good news if this turns out to be the person they're looking for, and it sounds like it is. And we are joined by United States Senator Dave McCormick on the breaking news that President Trump just announced on Fox that they believe, quote, with a high degree of certainty, we have suspect in custody. So this is good news, Senator. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you? Yeah, I just heard that. I was on the radio. I was driving into the city in Pittsburgh, and but it's good news, but it doesn't take away from the big picture, which the big picture is that we've got a crisis in political violence in our country. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand. I saw it with President Trump being shot at Butler, where I was standing very nearby. I wrote about it and saw it with the horrible attack on Governor Shapiro's residence and the arson attack with his family in the home. And we see it with Charlie Kirk. So I think it's both heartbreaking, but I think it's a moment to step back and say we've got to stop the rhetoric that dehumanizes people. We can disagree with one another and not hate our political opponents. And I think it's a moment to step back and reflect as Americans and as public officials and get things back on track.
I think a lot of people agree with you, Senator, and appreciate that. How did being there in Butler that day change your perspective or change your life?
Well, you know, honestly, I think whenever you have and it wasn't a near death for me, but near death for the president, whenever you have one of these moments where the unthinkable could have happened, you know, President Trump could have been killed, it would have, you know, been a crisis for our country to have a former president, a presidential nominee killed by political violence. And it just sensitized me to the need to dial back the rhetoric. And, you know, we each have to be responsible for ourselves. So I can't, you know, be responsible for everybody else. But for me, I'm very careful, and I'm trying to make sure I encourage others, very careful to disagree respectfully with my opponents on the Democratic side. And I'm working hard to have a spirit of civility and decency in terms of dealing with people in other parties and finding ways to work together. And that's why it's been so gratifying to find an opportunity to work with Senator Fetterman on a number of things. And even though we disagree on many things, we agree on a lot. And focusing on what we can agree on and doing it with, you know, trust and civility is I think, the way to get the country moving in the right direction.
And again, I think a lot of people appreciate that, certainly here in the state of Pennsylvania. That said, and we'll continue to bring you the latest. Meanwhile, you are in town, another important economic artificial intelligence summit day 2 at Bakery Square. For the future of this state, how important is it, in particular Southwestern Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, that we continue to move forward with the projects that could make us the artificial hub of the world?
Well, I think it's a great step of what's going to happen today. I'm excited to be part of it, but I want to step back for a minute and just point to four things really briefly that I think should tell your listeners and Pennsylvanians a story. So I think you and I spoke some months ago about Nippon and U.S. Steel and not only saving the jobs in the Mon Valley, but also creating new jobs with the building of a new mill here in the Mon Valley. We had the announcement of Amazon in Berwick, Pennsylvania, 6 miles from my high school where I grew up, $20 billion of investment in data centers. We had the Energy Summit right here in Pittsburgh, Energy and Innovation, Pennsylvania, at the crossroads of the energy revolution and the AI revolution, $92 billion of commitment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In energy infrastructure and data centers. And we had the announcement last week of Hanwha, which is a Korean shipbuilding company. They bought the Philadelphia shipyard, and they announced $5 billion of investment. It's going to create 5,000 new jobs. These are welders and electricians and pipe fitters. So this is something special is happening where Pennsylvania is on the move. It's a renaissance. There's a huge opportunity. And the intersection of energy and AI is where we're uniquely positioned in the country and the world to lead because of our energy resources, our great universities, our great skilled workers, our great water and natural resources. So I couldn't be more excited about it, but we've got to continue to focus on making Pennsylvania the place that people want to invest. And, I like to say we're in a battle really for leadership with China to be the AI energy capital of the world, but a superpower. But we're also in a battle with Georgia and Tennessee and Texas and Florida to get this investment. And so we need to make sure that it's a competitive, it's zero sum. We need to make sure Pennsylvania gets more than its fair share of the investment. And that's what I'm trying to do is raise the profile and make sure that everybody's focused on all that Pennsylvania has to offer.
We're with United States Senator Dave McCormick. That said, give us a sense of who's here in Pittsburgh. Who are we showcasing our possibilities too?
Well, this will be my first visit to the summit. It's been a 2-day summit, but I think it's a number of critical business leaders, a number of entrepreneurs who are dealing in the AI space, investors, and you have public officials. So the governor was here yesterday. I'll be here today. The focus is on the next step of making sure that we have an environment here in Pittsburgh, Southwest Pennsylvania in particular, that attracts AI investment. And this is where, having Carnegie Mellon and University of Pittsburgh here is so critical because we have the marriage of, traditional industry, steelmaking, advanced manufacturing with AI and AI infrastructure. And, the great irony hilarious. Everybody says, what's going to happen to jobs as a consequence of AI? And it's going to be disruptive. Any big period of change is disruptive. But I think for the foreseeable future, this is going to create more blue-collar skilled labor jobs. I think it's probably going to put pressure on white-collar jobs. And people say, well, should we focus on AI then? And my answer is, this revolution is happening with or without us. And so
yes, sir.
In the history of Pennsylvania and the history of Southwest Pennsylvania, we've always been at the forefront of these revolutions, the Industrial Revolution. So change is coming. The question is whether we're going to shape our future and be at the front of the change or whether we're going to be following up behind. And I think we're really uniquely positioned to be at the front of the change and lead it. And that's what summits like today and the Big Energy and Innovation Summit Dean and I hosted. That's what it's all about is getting out in front with leadership. And a final point, you know, that summit we did with President Trump and the CEOs from energy and technology and investing was a national and global event. So it brought not only that $92 billion of investment, it brought 150 media outlets where we could tell the world our story. Pennsylvania is where the action's at. You know, we had huge investors from Singapore, from Abu Dhabi, from Canada, all in the room. So we need to tell our story and we need to deliver on the promise. We need to embrace the change. And that's what these events are all about.
The economic future of the region maybe has never been better. Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Be safe and thank you.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.
United States Senator Dave McCormick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.